This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You. That was good. Got any more?
Not a fan of you.
I literally just turned on the mics. It's not my fault you were still singing. It's just not my fault.
I try to like you, but then you do things to me like that on purpose.
Good vibes and variety, Vin. Alice at 97.3. Sarah, Vinny, Alice, the morning show. Outside Lands, we've got tickets all day. We did our pair at 8:05. Jane has you four more times during her show, and there's also a little lunchtime special. 12, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Five after each of those hours today. More chances, more code words. Send it to our contest line, and you could find yourself with three-day passes, which is amazing. Okay. You know, whenever we talk about Britney Spears, there's always a weird part. So see if you can pick it out.
Okay.
Britney Spears touched down in Mexico the other day for a little vacation. A little vacation from what? I don't know.
Good point. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
You've nailed it. What is she vacationing from?
Yeah. Maybe she just needs a new background for those great dancing videos of hers.
Well, all jokes aside, I saw somewhere, I'm going to guess it was Facebook. It was a video from 20 years ago of her on a stage with a view of a beach and a crowd of people, like a sold out state, like it's not a stadium, it was some beach show, but she looked brand new.
Yep.
I don't remember that girl. I wasn't paying attention to Britney during those years, but I thought, wow, look at her.
She my doors off when she was 16 years old and Hit Me Baby One More Time came out. I was like, holy guacamole.
Yeah, she was killing it.
She was killing it. And I mean, she's just now, but we saw that video of her doing her audition for The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was prepared for it to be just as terrible as everything else she's done lately. And then I'm like, oh my God, there she is at whatever age, 23, and completely pulling it. I was like, what? Oh no, she just... It's drugs, isn't it? It's just a lifetime of being on whatever meds and whatever crazy town's going on with her. Like, she's just a shadow of who she used to be. No real foot solidly placed in reality is how it seems to me.
Mm. Well, anyway, so she's in Mexico.
So she goes to Mexico.
I love Mexico, so I, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, that's a good choice.
We'll scroll through some of these pictures, see if you can see the common denominator in these.
Whose child
in
is
these
that?
Pictures. Let's see. So we got a big bald guy walking with Britney.
There's a child. Whose child is that?
He's carrying a. Is it a child or is it just a doll? That's the question.
No one would ask a grown man to carry their doll, except my kid. But I mean.
Yeah,
you do that for your kid.
It's a doll. So she's like a kid. So
she brought a doll and made a grown man carry it for her.
Yes. So she, now listen, she has a doll collection, which in and of itself isn't the weirdest thing about this party that we're visiting, this Mexico vacation. But you knew there was going to be a weird part. So one of her bodyguards, he's a massive looking, although I will say he's not scary looking. He actually looks like he's having fun. And
he's carrying a doll.
Yeah. I guess that makes him look less scary. He's just like,
in a pink blankie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's supposed to protect her from getting kidnapped by some cartel.
Maybe if you pull the doll's head off, there's like a knife attached to it. Like,
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Because there's a dude who might be trained to handle six guys at once. Not like that. Don't be a perv. And, you know.
Oh.
Jeez, you guys.
Well, now that you mention it.
Sickos. I'm just saying, you know, he might be able to, you know, keep her safe in a real situation.
Mm. But he'd have to drop the doll.
And here he is holding a doll.
What I like is that he's got the doll. This doll, he's not cradling it like a baby. I mean, at first he's sort of carrying it. He seems to be laughing too. He's sort of carrying it like a baby. He's got it kind of up on his shoulder. But then he's like, oh, this backpack's hurting my shoulder. Let me pull that off. So he's got like the kid kind of under the arm and the hand is, it's so dumb.
It's not a kid.
Like, right, it's not a kid. It's just a doll. Brittany does have a doll collection. That is not uncommon. The fact that she has to take one with her when she travels and that it has to be carried and cared for like it's a real baby is weird.
They did fly private, though. You can see she's getting out of a plane, a small plane on the tarmac with just the her people.
Yep.
And, well, all right. So if the security guard, it does, it if the like worst he has plane. To deal with is carrying the doll, I guess.
It's not. I mean, should we question this? I'm why? It's not like there's going to be any answers for us. It's just Brittany and her bodyguard and a doll.
Are we really shocked anymore?
No.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, there's such a weird thing going on between the I have a doll and I'm about to show you my vagina.
I haven't seen her vagina. How is it?
You show us her videos all the time.
Oh, that's that. But you can't see it straight on.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. There is one picture of her from years back where she's in a limo with Paris Hilton, and you do get a pretty clear shot of it because she's pantyless and has a mini dress on. Then the flashes go.
Can you see it in your mind's eye right now?
I'm seeing it. I can see it right now. Why would you look at me looking at the ceiling as I'm
Remember, that I can was, see it too.
That was kind of a trend. I mean, it was her. That happened to her. It happened to Paris. It happened to Lindsay Lohan.
She's a fire crotch.
Anyway, what I'm saying is we're 2 seconds away from the steamy bikini shots on the beach.
Mm.
Meanwhile, there's the baby in tow.
Yeah, it's very weird.
As a baby.
The baby.
The dango HL.
Do you have the steamy photos yet? I mean, she's...
Oh, no, I'm not looking.
Is this morning?
No, this is just recent. These are from yesterday. So the other story that's been sort of floating around about her is she's broken up with this Paul Solis guy for the second time. This is the housekeeper that she hooked up with. Seemed like first she breaks up with the husband, who I just saw on the Traitors with Danielle Reyes.
Who seemed delightful, by the way. It was all right.
Kind of a dull knife, but okay.
Everybody doesn't have to be the smartest guy in the room, Sarah.
That is true, man. Good point.
He's probably a very nice boy.
Oh, no, he seemed very, very nice. He did seem nice.
Good looking, nice. I don't know.
Non-factor in the game. Hmm. She dumped him a few weeks ago around Valentine's Day. They had first split in July of 2024, and then
was that when they were fighting at the Chateau Marmont?
I don't remember
that she had like there mm-hmm. were people who had to get her out of that place because there was a fight.
Yeah,
between
there was
the
like
boyfriend.
A lobby thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she kind of flipped out.
Yeah. So apparently they broke up. They got back together. They broke up again. They got back together, and they say it's unclear what caused them.
They
to
should
split.
Just get married.
Oh my God! Right, and have a baby.
Maybe she's practicing with this baby.
Maybe.
Oh, it's a practice baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her ankles do look thick in that photo. Maybe
Stop
she's
Stop it.
Oh.
So judgy.
Wow. Just Leave try. Brittany alone.
I'm just doing a good time.
Leave her alone.
Oh my God. Stop it. Do not defend Bob. Jesus.
Do you love Brittany, Bob?
I respect Brittany.
That's not the right
really?
Answer at all.
In what way?
She's free.
Oh, you're glad she's free.
Yeah.
I'm not. I really think she needs some help.
I do think she definitely probably needs support around her. I hope she has a good support system.
She doesn't seem to. She just broke up with the guy who was her housekeeper who started boning after Sam Asghari left. Right after she was having those like frat boy pool parties. It was like, someone save her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see her with any like close girlfriends. Like, she needs people who aren't just like trying to get her money. That's the thing. It's like we were talking about with the billionaires this morning. Like you get to a certain point, you can't trust anybody. And here's Britney zonked out of her mind. And she, and all these people are around her going, oh, I know what, you know what you should do besides give me all your money. I feel bad for her. Like it's just, it's turning so tragic. Anyway. She broke up with that guy again.
All right.
I don't know if that's...
So this is her, I'm going to fix my heart in Mexico trip.
Sure, maybe, right? She needs a vacation from hanging around that one palace that
one
she lives
room.
In.
There's no question that when you are trying to break up with someone, you will call, answer your phone, stare at your phone, whatever. That's I'll give her credit. This is a move. Get out of town, get away from it all. Be out of touch and mm-hmm. out of reach. And then I don't know what happens. Who does she marry next? The security guard?
She's obviously going to marry that, or that the bodyguard right there.
No, yes. I shouldn't say marry, but you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, they're definitely doing it. Look at them. He's carrying her baby. Literally carrying a doll. It's a baby doll.
Right.
That's where the story started, in case you're just joining us. Britney is on vacation with a doll. In Mexico. See if you can, figure out... what's weird about this story? I already told it. It's over. Sabrina Carpenter's in the news. This is the 1 year anniversary of Espresso. And she has unveiled a coffee filled vinyl album. It's filled with coffee. It's clear. And they've somehow gotten coffee into it.
They didn't need to do that.
And don't worry, it's already sold out. So you can't, you can't even have it.
Okay.
They only did 1,000 of them. So bye.
So it's clear with brown dots in it.
Let me see if I can describe this exactly. These were released.
Oh, look at that. It's liquid coffee.
Yes.
I was thinking it grounds.
Like it's like a brewed coffee. It was mm-hmm. liquid. And there's some kind of a gap inside this record where you can see.
Have you ever seen how they press records?
No.
It's actually really neat. It's a pile of goo.
So it's like hot, and then they press it.
It's a clump of goo, and often it's like I've seen them be colored or whatever, like red, let's say, and then they dip it in like yellow dots, and it's the same goo, and it gets, and then they right on top of this thing, the press, and then they put the sticker on top.
And so the press has whatever the
goo
grooves
and then
are
that presses
are,
it out and grooves it in.
Puts the things
mm-hmm.
in.
It's really pretty neat. I can't believe you've never seen that.
No, so they make the platter and then they run it through like a machine that puts the grooves in, or the platter has.
Maddie,
the,
can you find that a record press? Yeah. It's very neat, and a lot
so
of
I'm
places
sure
can do it in real
this.
Time.
This, yo. This apparently is still liquid in there. Like as you turn the record,
it'll move.
So
okay.
I don't know how they do that. I've never heard of any record that has liquid inside it.
I have a question.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Do you
Bob.
Guys think it smells like coffee? Because that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they've gone all out. It would be dumb not to have the.
Although if it's sealed completely, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Oh, we're looking at. Oh, so we've got little beads of. Of plastic,
right?
That they're, I guess, heating up into making it into a glob. Oh God, there's like he's
making
doing
what's
donuts or
this
something. I don't understand. This is a donut
of what
thing.
I've seen.
A
there
splatter
it is.
Vinyl record.
There it is.
Oh, so it starts with a donut. It looks like a donut, but it's actually.
And now see, he's putting it in the dots there.
Yes,
that ends up being part of the decoration once it's pressed. It's super cool.
So that donut was plastic, not just a. Oh, look at this is incredible, actually. There is a laser die cut
mm-hmm.
for each pressing.
Look, there it's pressed down, and this thing's going to just do it.
And they put the sticker, the label, top and bottom on this thing.
And it presses it out.
Oh, that is incredible.
Boom.
Let's have a look.
And it's so it mashes the...
Squishes it down.
The muffin-looking thing into the record that you're going to put on your...
And I guess they know exactly how many grams of stuff that they need. There's clearly some kind of, that is so, it's so pretty. It's so, it looks like a pizza. Oh, look, they're shaving the edges.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
And now you got to hot off the presses.
I'll put that up on there.
Yeah, please do.
Licorice pizza.
Licorice pizza. So there you go. 1 year anniversary of her hit smash record espresso. Sabrina Carpenter shared a batch of clear single discs pressed with brown coffee-like liquid on Friday, and it's already gone.
They all got bought right up. All right.
Everyone said, oh, I'm paying a lot of attention to that. So I'm going to get my copy now. Cynthia, did I mention the Cynthia Erivo record on Friday? I can't remember if I did or not. But anyway, Cynthia Erivo, who's Elphaba from Wicked. You just saw her in Wicked Part 1, and Wicked Part 2 is coming up at Thanksgiving. She's got a new studio album called I Forgive You. She dropped a single last week called Worst of Me.
What does she sing like? Is it show tunes?
I don't know. Do you still have the Worst of Me record? We talked about this. I didn't get to it on Friday.
Yeah, here's a little clip.
Okay, here we go. Well, it sounds very dramatic, but it also could be an Adele song. You know, like that could be a song we play. Anyway, the new record is called, I don't know. I mean, I'm not Jane, so I don't know all the things.
You are not Jane. Stop pretending you could even try.
Yeah.
I'm not even pretending that I could even try.
Knock it off.
June 6th, we get a full length record from Cynthia Erivo, and it's called I Forgive You. Okay. I am out of time, Vincenzo. What you got coming up?
So much stuff, including the next suggestion instead of eggs for this Easter. Yeah, oh, I told you potatoes. Yeah. Another suggestion after these.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Oh, you wreck me. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talked about on the show, all up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Barry Manilow tickets.
Oh, my God, Barry Manilow? That's fun.
All this week, listen for the code word with Jane at 3:05. I'm surprised she has an 05 left.
She doesn't have an 05 left.
Yes, she does.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wow, she's doing them both at the same time.
Nope, that one's just at 3:05. The other's at 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05.
That needs to be changed on our things.
I did. Thanks for bringing that up.
Sure.
Are you two okay?
We're fine. It's just funny. There's just a lot of things happening.
All this week, listen for the code word with Jane at 3:05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line at 20357 and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to either Barry Manilow on July 18th at Oakland Arena or July 20th at SAP Center.
Sweet.
Well, I see it right there. It's 3:05. I see that. Yeah. All right. You're not wrong. Mostly sunny today and warm. Looking good out there right now. You probably will see, if you're headed to the coast, you'll see, I know everybody's, spring break is the weirdest thing. It's like all spring. Like, yes, everybody only gets one
their
week,
own week.
But it's...
You know when it's your town's week, though.
You know what? I didn't know until Friday night that my kids are off this week.
Oh!
I was like, oh, no. What?
That's great.
How's that going to work?
Daddy campground fun and adventure. So you're hurrying right home to
well,
take the kids
I've
out.
Well, I've got
huh?
actually some things today and tomorrow, so they're going to have to figure it out until Wednesday.
Oh.
And I had to box out, let them know, like, when I come walking in the door, don't be all, I need 50 things from you because I got some stuffs.
His mom just locked in her office.
Fully locked in. Like she's piled under it. Ah, the joys of stuffs.
How did I get here?
Back to the news. The Warriors have made a play-in game for the playoffs. They're at home tomorrow night versus Memphis, 7 p.m. on TNT. And again, it's a home game if you want to go.
You saying this is a one and done, though? Like, you win this game,
they've got to win this, okay. And then they got to win one more, I believe, and then they're into the actual playoffs. Okay. I think that's how it works. But, you know, it's the Warriors. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Because I'm a fan, and also because the station down the hall needs you in the playoffs.
Yeah, they really are counting on you to provide them with material and interest. And
games to play.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Mm. Do it for the game.
Do it for the game. Oh, our little brother station.
Tax day's tomorrow, just
Yay.
In case you hadn't
Thanks
heard.
Thanks for the reminder.
So there's a couple things that contribute to this current story I'm about to do. One is there's a super shortage of eggs. Super duper short. There's no eggs. If you go to the grocery store late in the day, you'll see an empty spot where eggs used to live.
So they load them up in the morning.
And then they're gone by lunchtime. Or you'll get the, you know, the pack where someone clearly looked at it, saw a broken egg, and went, I'm not taking that one.
Right.
And put it back.
Yes.
You might find one of those if you're there around noon. And you might even go, I'll take it. I gotta have some eggs. I can't make a cake without
eggs. I'll take the one with the rotten egg.
Right.
Right. On Friday, I went grocery shopping. I needed eggs. And I have to do that now. I told you, I have a whole list of things I have to do today. You know, somebody broke their foot. Suddenly I have things to do. Hate it.
What is this?
As if getting up at 3 a.m. isn't enough. Ah! Anyway, so I went in there and there were plenty of eggs, but the first two things I opened did have broken eggs in them.
You checked? You know to check.
Well, of course I checked. I'm the one who uses all the eggs. I'm going through them. I always move them each one, make sure it's not glued down by some gross egg thing.
Yeah.
That's it. So then I had to go through three packs before I found one.
There you go.
I know. It took like 30 to 40 seconds.
So with the egg shortage, as we barrel into Easter, people are saying, you can't decorate eggs right now. They're like $40 a carton. All right, 14. Either way, very expensive.
Hmm. I don't remember what they cost. I didn't look.
I'm sure you didn't.
Thing. I knew I needed them.
Did you get the, what are the three rows? Is that?
Yeah, the 18.
18 pack?
I did. I always get 18 pack.
Yeah, that's a $15 pack of eggs. Easy. If you went organic, woo!
I go for the extra large brown.
How are you going to decorate brown eggs?
I'm not going to decorate them. I'm going to hard boil them and eat them all this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then what about the the decorating party you're going to?
It was yesterday, and I had a sore throat yesterday morning. I just didn't want to bring. I didn't want to bring that over there.
So you brought it here?
Yeah, I don't have it today. Oh, fine.
You smoking cigarettes again?
No, I'm not.
You're back on the ciggies.
Oh my God, I'm not.
Let me smell your two fingers.
Gross.
These ones.
I'm telling you, I'm not smoking.
HR!
First of all, yeah, I know. Gross. I would not lie to you about it. If you asked me directly, I would tell you if I was. You know I wouldn't be able to. I'd go, oh. Can't lie to a direct question. No, keep your fingers to yourself, buddy. That's gross.
I don't want it. Okay. No cigarette smell. No yellowing of the fingers either.
No yellowing. No cig smell.
Anyway.
I'm not smoking.
I already recommended, it was a story I saw, that you can also decorate potatoes this year if you can't bear to use the eggs that you need to eat to hard boil and color.
Yeah.
There's a list of cheaper things to dye than Easter eggs, many pages long. Jet Puffed wants you to dye marshmallows instead of eggs this year.
But when you wet a marshmallow, doesn't it just turn into mush?
They sold kits on Walmart's website this week for $2 each, and they immediately sold out. Each dip and decorate kit came with 6 dyes, a set of decorating pens, and a pack of jumbo marshmallows that are roughly the same size as eggs.
Hmm. Who's that guy? Is it Marshmallow who has the hat? Or is it Diplo? Who's the...
Yeah, Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, what about him?
He's got like an X and an O or something for a face. I would decorate all my little marshmallows to look like that guy. And go, mouth goes like this, maybe. Like jack-o'-lantern style.
It's a great way to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Listen, there's always marshmallow. We got peeps. They're marshmallow.
You can't even at least make one of them dead mouse?
Oh. Does he also wear a marshmallow hat?
No, but I'm saying, I mean, you here yes, you are. I, you're yeah, all going to be the marshmallow guy for crying
like
out loud?
Just like a pile of the marshmallow guy. Put some glasses on him like a Skrillex one. I'll do that. Put some cardboard mouse ears.
What is that good kind of music called?
EDM?
Yeah. What are you?
I don't know what it's called. It's probably not called that.
And you should make one of your boy, too. Yeah, right's an EDM star.
Yeah, he is.
Of sorts.
He does the beanie look. Pulls a beanie down.
Oh, that's his thing.
Well, it's all his artwork has this like dog with a beanie. And so I guess that's his thing.
In his artwork?
Yeah, for like on his...
On his records.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. What kind of dog?
It's a drawn dog. It's not... There's nothing interesting here.
Like you Fred? Should.
It does. It looks just like Fred.
Oh, I'm completely Fred. Interested. Why wouldn't I be?
It's not something I can really describe.
Okay.
This dog is sitting on a subway car. It's like a photo of a subway car, and he drew a dog onto it. Now it's got a beanie. Socks.
And he wears the same beanie when he's on stage.
No, that's just the look of his stuff. That's the only thing I could think that would be like a trademark, like the marshmallow head.
Well, consider decorating marshmallows this year, as eggs are way too expensive to hide under a bush. Like, come on. Are you kidding me?
Mm. Well, outside, I always used to do those break in half plastic eggs, because then you could put little prizes in them and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and just have like a dozen decorated.
People can do those.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you guys do full-on hard boiled eggs?
There's a couple different things that have been done through the years. I'm not usually part of the Easter
prep stuff.
I'll go to the church and do the church day. And I'm usually, I get home from surf and they've already done their Easter egg hunt with mom.
Oh.
So that's kind of a thing that they're like frothing when they, you know, like that morning, like, oh my God, I can't wait to see. It's that.
Yeah.
So there's no waiting for dad.
Oh.
And dad is not about to sit around in the morning on a weekend if there's
tap,
waves.
Tap, tapping. Right.
I only have so many free mornings.
Listen, I feel you.
Two
priorities.
Of them. Two of them.
Mm. Per week.
Right. A Missouri man who fled the scene after crashing his truck into a come and go.
A come and go.
He crashed right into the come and go.
Mm.
Right into it.
C-O-M-E, I am assuming.
No, it's K-U-M.
Oh, no, it is
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
I think we've talked about this before. And go, oh my, there it is. Convenience store chain. Someone's got a good...
A Missouri man who fled the scene after crashing his truck into a come and go's front window claimed his Crocs did it. They got caught in his gas pedal and caused him to accelerate right into the business.
Into the come and go.
He slammed right into come and go.
It was founded in 1959, just so we can be slightly more happy with that, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, the come and go says that security footage recorded Dale Hammett, age 60, slamming his 2012 Dodge Ram into the convenience store on Thursday evening in late February. He immediately backed up and left the scene without providing any information.
Hit and run.
Getting out of here.
Got it. Fleeing the scene.
The crash resulted in damages of $3,720 to the come and go. And they say here he lives about a half mile from the store, so he's probably been in there a million.
You're right. They know who you are, dude.
Like a million times.
You've come and gone many a time.
This is even funnier. In the aftermath of the crash, Hammett twice returned to the store driving the same truck, went into the business where he spoke with an employee, and never said, I'm the guy who crashed into your store.
I'm just a random guy.
He wanted,
who showed
I guess,
up
to find out what they know.
Right.
Let me see what they know over there.
Well,
the police showed up at one point, and they did, in fact, finger him as the...
Oh, wow. There's a lot going on at the come and go. That was a big day in the history of the...
Hammett denied being the driver.
It's a legitimate store.
Right.
Stop owing. It's fine. It's totally a chain story. I'm looking at it. It's founded in 1959. This is not new.
Hammett said, wasn't me.
I've been framed. It wasn't me.
The police, of course, did go on to question him, and later Hammett finally confessed, "It was my Crocs." His Crocs got caught.
Shouldn't drive in Crocs. It is true. They're not. It's like the other day I was getting up on the ladder because John's foot's broken. So I'm climbing up on this ladder that he's got attached.
What are you climbing to?
To the roof.
Ah!
To get on the roof to look at the solar panels.
You get on the roof.
Yes. We only have a one-story house. It's actually quite easy. And there's one section where John has actually put up a permanent ladder because we have so many overhanging trees that he's up there constantly cleaning out the gutters. The joys of home ownership. So I go up and he's on the porch and I'm around the corner and he's like, "Take off your Crocs!" Because I have fallen down the ladder rungs with the Crocs on. They slip off.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you thought he said take off your top, and then you did. And then
the whole neighborhood could see me from the ladder. Yes.
No.
Like that.
Okay, so you took
just
your
the Crocs.
Crocs off.
Because they really are like on the rungs, and I can see that happening. I never would use them except for, gardening, when who cares if they fall off.
Well, the roof would be hot, though. Barefoot would be bad.
It would
And ladders actually suck barefoot, too.
This ladder is because he made this ladder. It's attached to our house. Mm. It's got wide wood planks on it. It would be fine.
All right.
Yes. But he yelled at me because I'm always in my Crocs when I'm out back, and he needs me to take
them
off.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say.
Time is crazy.
Vinny, you are so dramatic, says 925.
Yeah, Vinny.
Hard
so
boil
dramatic.
The eggs, decorate them, and then eat them afterwards. Kids only hunt for plastic ones with candy in them. The decorating's just for fun. I don't know. You really want a bush egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat a bush egg. I mean, if it's been broken and there's like worms in it, I don't want it. But if it's a fully encased hard boiled egg that I found in my yard, I'll eat it. You can rinse it too,
What?
You could rinse it.
Don't blame the Crocs, says 408. D from San Jose.
Oh, D likes the Crocs?
I guess.
D's Crocs.
All right, I do hear the game music. Right. I guess we got to go.
We'll do it. What game are we playing? This is fun.
So we were talking Gen X earlier. So,
oh, we were, yeah.
And also last week, Bob won a lot, and I figured this might
like
be
that.
One that she doesn't have a shot at. But
great.
You two should nail.
Oh, we should get really...
You should get all of them right, both
Sorry
of you.
Sorry about it, Bob. Sorry in advance.
All right. Question number one. In the cult
Steely
classic
eyes.
Heathers,
yes.
What was the full name of Winona Ryder's character? Was it Veronica Chase, Veronica Sawyer, or Veronica Dean?
Veronica Chase sounds. I don't know. I could never tell you. I actually would have said her name's Heather something, but she isn't. It isn't. I'll say Veronica Chase.
We really should have thought this through. I like to call all the game show hosts Bob, but since Bob now lives here in another
Call the game
wink.
Show host Wink.
Wink.
I'm going Sawyer.
Going Sawyer.
I'm going B, Wink.
Sawyer? Sawyer is correct.
Oh. Vinny and Bob are on the board.
All right. What was the name of the computer language often used in middle and high schools in the 1980s? Python, COBOL, or BASIC?
BASIC? I don't know.
I'm going to go BASIC too, Bob. Wink.
Oh, COBOL.
BASIC is correct.
Woo. Vinny has 2 points. Sarah has one. Bob has one.
What breakfast cereal had the slogan "Kid tested, mother approved"? Cheerios, Kix, or Life?
Kix.
I also will say Kix.
I think it was Kix.
Kix is
Kix.
Correct.
All right.
In 1983, which arcade game became the first to feature a scrolling side view and a continue option? Was it Joust, Dragon's Lair, or Karate Champ?
Can you read the question one more time?
Sure. In 1983, which arcade game became the first to feature a scrolling side view and a continue option? As in, you could continue to the next level. Was it Joust, Dragon's Lair, or Karate Champ?
Is Joust the one you rode an ostrich?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say Joust.
I feel like it was Joust. But because, yes, I think it was. I'm going Joust as well.
I'll go with Dragon.
Good guess, Bob. It was Dragon's Lair.
Oh, fudge.
Well, three to three, you two.
You guys are ruining it. All right. What was the name of the robot in Short Circuit? Was it Robo, Number 5, or Johnny 7?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'll say Johnny 7.
What
Robo.
This is aimed at us.
Yeah, this game is totally aimed
at you. You think we know this from all those times we read Ready Player One.
It's Robo number 5 or Johnny 7.
Johnny 7.
That's what I said, too.
I'll go Robo 5.
You mean number 5?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Oh, number 5.
Combine
yeah.
Two answers, Vinny.
I don't know what
that's
I'm
what
doing.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was Robo number 5.
Hey, number 5
can you ask me about the dead Kennedys or something that, like, no one's going to know but me?
All right. Finally, which Gen X actor did not appear in St. Elmo's Fire? Was it Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, or Molly Ringwald?
Sweet. I was still stuck on the last one. Did Vinny get the point
yes.
for that? Okay, so it's 4-3-2.
Yes.
Say this again.
Which Gen X actor did not appear in St. Elmo's Fire? Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, or Molly Ringwald?
Molly Ringwald.
It's Molly Ringwald, wink.
I already said that.
Oh, you said Molly Ringwald?
Mm-hmm.
Molly Ringwald is correct, okay. But I believe we have a new champion today. That's it. That was the last.
Oh, yeah, that's Vinny. Vinny is the new champion.
Yes.
El Campeón, Del Pueblo.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Nice job.
No more kisses?
I was kissing. I kissed my
brain
out.
Oh, you pre-kissed.
I was kissing, and then I went thumbs up.
That's
solid.
I'm
trying to mix up my celebrations. This
I got confused because I'm so used to the kissing.
All the winning.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got Outside Lands tickets. She's got Barry Manilow tickets. We're all going to make it through this Monday together, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.